The hope of this mandate is that now that the process of diplomacy and negotiation has been started, there would be a phasing out of sanctions, which is a recognition of the failure of diplomacy.
So there isn't a sense that, as some people are saying, these sanctions are what brought Iran, for example, to the negotiating table. You'd refute that.
In the case of Iran, sanctions alone would not have solved the problem. But one must recognize that there's been a convergence between the imposition of stiffer sanctions on the one hand and a spectacular drop in the price of oil on the other. The combined effects of these two factors, the pincer effect, I would say, has had a very damaging effect on the economy of Iran, and in particular on the most vulnerable population groups in Iran, including women, children, people suffering from cancer, etc.
That's the point, isn't it? There are targeted sanctions, but in fact, it's really the people on the ground, in your opinion, who are suffering. Do you get to visit these countries, the countries that you're interested in as part of your new mandate? And I should say you are the first special rapporteur on international sanctions.
Yes, I have already received an invitation to visit Sudan, which has been one of the targeted countries by international sanctions. My concern is not to discuss the politics of sanctions, but rather to address the adverse impact of what we call unilateral coercive measures on the most vulnerable groups, as I said there. And in the case of Iraq, it was clear that whatever benefit could be pursued, say, by trying to reduce the dangerosity, as it were, of the policy of the Iraqi government, these lost legitimacy in light of the sufferings which were imposed on the population.
And you're going to be doing that with the presentation of your first report at the next Human Rights Council session in September. Without wishing to give any spoilers, can you give us an insight into your recommendations?
Yes. First, I will be pointing out the necessity to get a clearer picture of what these sanctions are. I know that there are about 32 targeted sanctions by the US, and I know there are about 37 by the EU. I know that the Security Council itself applies about 16 targets of sanction. We must remember also that there are many other cases of sanctions by individual countries which are not as transparent. I have written to member states applying sanctions and have asked them to send me the list of their sanctions. Unfortunately, I have not gotten a response. Are there 50 countries? Are there 10 corporate groups? Are there hundreds of individuals? We don't have a full picture. And I am appealing to members that apply sanctions. And I'm not criticizing their right to do so, just to be transparent about it and to give us all the elements so that we can best together, in a spirit of consensus, address these issues and see if we can at least minimize the impact of these sanctions on human rights for the vulnerable segments of the population.